So it's Black Friday. I know. The day after Thanksgiving? Well, that's okay then. And we are approaching the festive season. It's time, surely, to actually talk about nutrition and the importance of nutritional supplements for deals that basically would beat any Black Friday deal in any way, shape or form in association with PharmaNord nutritional supplements. Of course, it's the awesomeness that is Dennis the Chemist himself. Dennis, how are you?
Mighty fine, sir. It may be Black Friday, but the word black is often thought of as being, you know, a negative sort of problem. So, talking about health, I've spent my life in my pharmacy. I've been here 53 years. I'm 14 months off 80. I was in very early 20s when I came to my pharmacy. And now, 53, 54 years later, I'm still talking about health. And the things that we do which damage our body is hard to believe. And some of the things that we do to our body, well, we don't do them. It's progress that's doing it. So there are things that, for example, we're breathing in, and the things that we're doing at work. These things, they don't help our health. So I'm sitting here surrounded by cuttings from over the last week. And a lot of you will have read these yourself in newspapers. And then you've just read it and thought, what a shame. And then you've gone back to your life. But as a pharmacist doing prescriptions to help people get better from their health problems, but as a pharmacist who's always specialized in health products besides doing prescriptions, and then I came across this company that are from Denmark, and they do make their health products to pharmaceutical standards. This is the company PharmaNord. They're in Denmark. They export their health products all over the world. And I met them nearly 30 years ago. And they became a big part of my life in helping people maintain good health. A very big part of my life, because liaising with them over the years, I have lectured for them in England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales and Spain. And they've sent me to hear lectures all over the world, in Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville, Bologna. Last year I was in New York. When I'm 80, all being well, in 15 months, I'll be back to Sweden. It's an amazing company because their products are so good. A lot of firms are making health food products, and to be honest, they don't make them as well as they should be making. But this PharmaNord company make them very well. As I said in the introduction, they make health products to pharmaceutical standards, and I've got about 48 products. And so I'm now going to link how their products can help different problems of health that I'm reading about. So I'm just going to read some headlines, first of all. I mean, there's one here. This one isn't really to do, in a way, with PharmaNord products. It's just a headline, which is silly. Those ladies listening, or those people married to ladies who haven't done what this headline says they should do, or grandmas whose daughters should be doing what this headline should do, you should tell your daughter to do this. This was in the Manchester Evening News, November the 23rd. The headline was, one in three women snub the smear test offered to them. The national target is that 80% of women should be doing the smear test. But only 63% have been screened in Manchester. And I'm sure that's a similar negative number in the rest of the country. And it says more than a third of women in Manchester haven't had their smear test done, and the rate is getting worse. New National Health Service figures, NHS figures, show 157,500 women should have been screened, done as of 2018-2019. But 57,718 hadn't had the test. It means more than one in three eligible women have missed out on what could be a life-saving screening. That's 36%. Campaigners blasted funding cuts for cancer campaigns as highly frustrating, especially because the benefits can be significant in areas where low attendance is prevalent. All women aged between 25 and 64 are invited for regular smear tests, which aims to spot abnormalities that could develop in cervical cancer if undetected and untreated. Those aged between 25 and 49 should have been screened within the past 3.5 years, while those aged between 50 and 64 should have been screened within the past 5.5 years. The tests are free on the NHS and usually take 5 minutes. And while there was a spike in screening following the death of high-profile media star Jade Goody, that was in 2009. That's unbelievable. It's 11 years ago since her death. And she had, through her unfortunate death, she had saved lives, because after her death, because of all the media high-profiling about her death and cervical cancer, a lot of women were getting the test. But in recent years, we all forget, the rate of women having smear tests have been falling. And Robert Musick, chief executive of Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust, said, "We remain far below the 80% target and have a long way to go. Among young women, it remains under 2 in 3 booking a potentially life-saving test." So I'm glad I've been able to say that, Alex, to your thousands of listeners who hear the programme live or they hear it on podcast. And it will remain ladies in those age groups and relatives of ladies in those age groups to say, take up the offer of having it. So that's one thing we're reading about, the importance of having those smear tests. What else do we read? Here's an article. 1 in 4 desk-bound staff, that's a lot of us, people in offices, people sitting at computers, all walks of life, people have desk-bound staff. And 1 in 4 of them are risking an early death. How? 1 in 4 Britons sit still at their desk for so long each day that they are raising their risk of an early death, researchers have warned. Office staff sat for the longest period, and on an average of 8 hours a day, followed by people in the finance industry who sat still for an average of 7 hours and 35 minutes each day. The most active workers were in healthcare, who spent 6.5 hours sitting each day on average. But only just over a third managed to achieve the NHS recommended levels of exercise. Their guidelines say that adults should aim to be physically active every day and do 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week. That's about 20 minutes a day. Studies have found sitting at a desk for long periods of time raises the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. And even gym-goers are not exempt, as this remains true if people exercise before or after work. Earlier this year, researchers discovered 70,000 deaths a year in the UK were linked to a lack of activity, with illness caused by inactive behaviour costing the NHS £700 million a year. The latest research carried out by wellbeing company Westfield Health found the average worker in the UK sits still for 7 hours and 2 minutes every day. So that's another important message, on top of the 1 in 3 women who aren't bothering to have smear tests. Now, this is 1 in 4 of us, which is millions of people, are not getting enough exercise and risking an early death. So how can we link this to Pharmanord products? Well, they have a product made from a mineral. And many of you, even though I've been selling this tablet, it costs 10 pence a day, it's called Bio Seleno Precise. And it's giving you the world's rarest mineral, selenium, that many of you, even though I've been selling it for over 30 years, will not have heard of selenium. Yes, you've heard of the mineral magnesium. You've heard of maybe chromium. You've heard of the mineral zinc. We all need some of these minerals. Oh, a lot of you will have heard of iron, because if ladies in particular get anemic, they will buy, or doctors will give them iron to pump up the iron levels to avoid being anemic. So it's so important that this mineral selenium, that most of you have never heard of, the soil levels in Great Britain happen to have, from when the planet was formed, planet Earth, 4 billion years ago, we happen to have, as a country, the lowest selenium in the world. And we have the highest breast cancer in the world. And we have the highest prostate cancer in the world. And we have high, especially in diabetics, very high levels of cataracts. And we have high levels of heart disease and heart attacks. And so you can see that the scientists have linked this. One of the main reasons is low levels of selenium. So if you take a tablet of it, you can take it on its own, BioSeleno Precise, or you can take it, Pharmanord make it with other vitamins and minerals. They make it with B6, and included in that same tablet is zinc, the mineral zinc. And so it's very easy, and it's very, very cheap at 10p a day, to put back this missing selenium. Selenium actually is involved in 25 pathways in your body. Selenium P will protect your liver, and selenium S will protect your skin, and selenium N will protect your nerves, your nervous system, and selenium M for muscle will protect your muscle. Thioredoxin reductase selenium, there's a mouthful for you, that's the one that protects your heart. And selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, that's one word, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase is the name of the substance that you have to make from selenium, especially, well, it's mainly ladies who have underactive thyroid glands. There are some men, but it's mainly ladies, and they tend to be overweight, depressed, and tired. And from a blood test, their doctors can pick up, oh, you've got an underactive thyroid. That's why you're tired, overweight, and feeling depressed. So I'm going to give you thyroxine tablets, which is the name of the hormone missing from the thyroid glands in your neck. When you're not making enough of the hormone that the thyroid gland makes called thyroxine. Now, listeners, in the hospital, thyroxine is called T4. But you have to convert the little white tablet that the doctor gives you on prescription. Or if you're not underactive, you're making the right amount of thyroxin in your thyroid gland, you still have to convert it into the active form that the hospitals call T3. So the white tablet that the doctor gives you is called T4, or if you're making enough, then it's still called T4. And you have to convert it to the active form T3. But you can't do the conversion properly without that enzyme that I just showed off. I'd learned to impress you, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. And you can hear in that word, seleno is the selenium. So you listeners who are on thyroxine tablets, or if it's your daughter, or if it's your mother, or your aunt, or your cousin, or the person who your best friend, if they're on thyroxine, to get the best benefits for them to convert their little white tablet T4 into the T3 active form, then they need the tablet of selenium, either BioSeleno Precise, which gives you 200 millionths of a gram a day. It's not much that you need, but to add it to the lousy levels that you get from the British soil through our food chain or our water, which, as I said, we've got the lowest levels in the world because it's not in our soil to give our cabbage and cauliflowers. And if you're not vegetarian or vegan, if you eat a steak, a cow, of course, is made of grass. All it eats is grass. And if the grass in Great Britain, which it has the lowest selenium in the world, then the cow's meat hasn't got the selenium because the cow is made of grass. So it's very important to avoid this problem of all this early death and getting diabetes and getting cancer, that people, coming back to this headline, 1 in 4 desk-bound staff risk early death. And selenium can protect us from getting many cancers. In the literature, they've done trials across the world, ovarian, breast, prostate, lung cancer, bowel cancer. It's a medical fact that if you take selenium as a supplement, BioSelenium Precise or BioSelenium tablet with zinc, either of those will give you the selenium. And it shows you statistically it reduces by up to 50% getting many cancers. And then we must realize that other causes of cancer are what we're breathing in. And there were many headlines in the Mail, in the Express, most of the papers. Here's one from the Mail. This was a massive headline. Living near a busy road raises the risk of lung cancer by 10%. Mother's fear over traffic by son's school. Lucy Harbour began worrying about the busy road in front of the playground at her children's school after her son Leo was admitted to hospital, age 3, with pneumonia. The mother of 3, age 40, from Stoke Newington in North London, said at the time she was worried he might not make it. Leo, now 9, suffered asthma attacks for years afterwards. Her family lives close to the A10. She learnt of the high levels of pollution at the William Patton School in a university air quality study. She said, "This new report confirms many of my worst fears that where we live and my children go to school could seriously be affecting our health." Her daughter, Iris, 6, had bronchiolitis as a baby, and the son, Samuel, 2, recently got croup. And there's another headline, living near busy roads raises lung cancer risk. So it is important that we take, in general, you know, a child's multivitamin, which contains vitamins and minerals, including the right amount for children of selenium, to give them this extra protection. And in that particular paper, there was another little headline at the side, children miss out on fish oil. This was actually reminding me that Pharma-Nord, amongst their range of vitamins and minerals, make oily fish capsules, omega-3 for children. They make omega-3 capsules for adults. You see, this word omega-3 found in oily fish we can't make these substances, but they are found in fish. If you eat flaxseed, that's also got an omega-3, but it's not, it's healthy to eat flaxseed, good for your skin, but it's not giving you the same omega-3 as the same as the omega-3 in the fish oil, the bio omega-3, for example, in the Farmadawn. And as I say, they make a capsule for adults and children. And you need this omega-3 because it helps to make the membrane of the cell walls of our 30 trillion cells. That's how many cells, folks, you've got in your body. Not 30 million, not 30 billion, 30 trillion. So this heading, children miss out on fish oil. It says, fewer than 1 in 6 children are eating enough tuna, salmon, and other oily fish containing omega-3. As families ditch meat and fish for vegetarian diets. But if you do that, although in some aspects it's healthy, you are missing out. So you do need a multivitamin, which contains minerals and vitamins, and you need fish oil capsules. Older generations are no better, with just 13% of teenagers and 15% of young adults getting the recommended levels of the fatty acids, said to boost mental and physical health. As I say, you need the omega-3s from fish because they form the membrane of your cells, including in your brain. And there are also shortfalls amongst pregnant women and the elderly. So the advice to eat 5 portions of fruit and veg daily, many people are falling short of the recommended 5 ounces of oily fish. Across the population, just 25% of people hit the target. Policies are needed to improve oily fish consumption. The survey was carried out for the journal Frontiers of Nutrition. So once again, it's important to take supplements. And Farmanord make, they make one called Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. And that one, Q10, which gives you energy, that one should be taken with that selenium tablet, the bioselenium precise, if you're on statin drugs. These life-saving drugs that 8 million people are taking, when they block in your liver cholesterol to save your life, because a lot of people make too much cholesterol and it can fill up your arteries, which can lead to heart attacks and strokes. So when they block the production of cholesterol in your liver, they're atorvastatin, simvastatin, rovastatin. These are life-saving drugs. But they can also block in the liver the production of Q10, which gives you energy. And they also can block the uptake of selenium to make those 25 pathways, remembering that listeners to this program, that in Great Britain, we have the lowest selenium in the world. So when you take the wonder drug, simvastatin, atorvastatin, prevastatin, don't stop them. They're saving your life. But you should put back the Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule that Farmanord in Denmark make, and they're available in the pharmacies and health food shops of Great Britain. To put back the Q10, then you won't feel tired. Then you won't get muscle aches. And the selenium, which is in, as I said, in 25 pathways, by putting back the selenium, you've now got the selenium to make all these pathways work properly. So it's wrong to say, if you eat a sensible diet, you don't need a supplement. That is so wrong. In a way, it's a lie, because we've just said we have the lowest selenium in the world, and it's in 25 pathways. So it's obvious you need a supplement of bioselenium precise, one a day, or bioselenium with zinc, both made by Farmanord, and they will give you your selenium. And look what I said, it helps to prevent cataracts, infertility, heart trouble, heart attacks, cancer. I've mentioned breast cancer, prostate cancer, has the highest levels in the world as a country is in Great Britain. And we've got the lowest selenium. So it's very important to take supplements. What other headings do I see here? It shows a picture in one of the papers, it was the Daily Express, a man who weighed 40 stone, ate sensibly, cut out his three large junk food meals, his six bags of crisp, his 4 litres of pop, his sausage rolls and sweets, and he lost from 40 stone, he's now 16 stone. I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment. But Pharma Nord make a capsule called Bio-Gluco-Control, made from a berry from the mountains of Chile, which stops starch breaking down to sugar. Remember, sugar is the new nicotine. It doesn't just feed cancer, it causes cancer. It's involved in the production of type 2 diabetes, which so many people are becoming diabetic because we're not just overweight, we're obese. And there's 800 children under 12, 800 in Great Britain, who are so obese, they're type 2 diabetic. It's just terrible that people are on laptops and iPhones and playing Xboxes. Instead of running around the streets playing games, they spend hours after school just sitting, like we said before. It's no good sitting and sitting and sitting. They do need exercise. They, besides going to the gym in the school, they need exercise as well. And it's very important because of this problem of obesity leading. Obesity leads to cancer. It leads to diabetes. It leads to so many problems. It's very important to eat sensibly. Many people, they should halve the quantity of food they're eating. As we said, so many people spend 7, 8, 9 hours a day at desk jobs. And it said in that article, even if you go to the gym twice or three times a week, that's not fully as good as getting some exercise every day. Human body is designed to move, to work. I've been fortunate as a pharmacist the last 53, 54 years. I'm whizzing round a chemist shop. I'm on the go all the time. Oh, somebody's cut themselves. Will you come and look at their wound? Somebody says, is this a wart or what do you think it is? Can you answer the phone? There's a doctor on the phone. Oh, can you check these prescriptions? So you dash across to check the prescriptions.
Dennis, that's the moment where we have to actually sort of hold the moment once again.
And you must sign for this.
We will have to ease away once again. We'll be having a fade Dennis off in the background there, because otherwise he'll just go on and on and on. And it's true, because obviously all the vital things are actually said, which are very important from that point of view. Dennis is clearly sort of going there. I wonder if he can actually hear us at all, perhaps. I don't know. We'll just start this way and say, Dennis, thank you once again, Dennis. That was fantastic. We had to fade you down there, because we'd gone over the 26-minute mark, over.
Yeah, but last week as well.
Yeah, exactly. Never mind. We'll get ourselves sorted, and we'll be back with you in a couple of weeks' time. Of course, you can download all the podcasts from southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. Just go to Dennis the Chemist, and magical things will obviously ensue. Dennis, it's been awesome as ever. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
And again, season's greetings of Thanksgiving, whatever else we're sort of heading into. Speak soon.
Bye.